In chapter 26 of 1 Samuel, we see desperation in the life of David and King Saul. David's life situation was imposed on him. Saul's difficulty was self-inflicted. We might have reached such depths ourselves when we say something like, "I can't stand it anymore. I will go out of my mind." In periods like this, we often say rash things and do things we later greatly regret. Some in intense loneliness marry unwisely. Others give up jobs, move to another part of the country, and suffer the consequences of foolish decisions. These experiences can lead to illness and nervous breakdowns and many other problems. In times of crisis and anxiety, we can make decisions that seem wise at the time, but they destroy our future prospects. There is the possibility of losing what God has given us. David said to King Saul, "Your Majesty, listen to my words. If the Lord has turned you against me, let him be satisfied with an offering. But if mere mortals have turned you against me, let them be cursed by the Lord. They have prevented me from having a share of the Lord's inheritance. They tell me to go and serve other gods." David did not want to lose the heritage that God had promised him for the future. If you are losing out on the promises of God for your life, if your relationship with God is at stake because of a personal fault, then conquer it. But if it is the fault of others, leave it with God. The ministry we have from God should be kept and guarded with our life. The message of Jesus to the Philadelphia church was in Revelation 3, "I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one takes your crown." Saul had repeated his search for David and would have done so again and again. It was only because David entered Philistine territory that Saul stopped hunting for him. Temporary changes of heart can happen to many people. Saul had a momentary rethink, but it did not last. It is the change of heart that lasts, which is of God. Jesus spoke of the temporary nature of some individuals when he told the parable of the sower when some of the seed fell by the wayside. Their decisions were able to be influenced by the environment in which they were in. In Saul's case, he was constantly brooding about David, so it clouded his judgment. Then, it just needed one person to ignite his passion against David. We too can be guilty of such weaknesses, jealousies, disappointments, and a thousand other thoughts need to be banished from our minds. If we do not dismiss, every time they cross our thoughts, they will control our minds. The seed that was sown by the wayside that Jesus spoke about was seized, he said, by the wicked one. It was the word harpazo. It was not stealing by stealth. It was robbery with violence. Whenever we have a different agenda to God's agenda, our good thoughts are taken away from us with violence. Saul, not long after calling David his son, started again with more intrigues to capture and kill David. His mind told him he was wrong, but his emotion had taken over his will. David withstood the suggestion of killing Saul. To his partner, it seemed wise, but David knew he had to face the consequences of a wrong act. It would have destroyed his future. We must claim our future. We must not throw it away for short-term gain. Let's leave it in God's hands. The Lord bless you today. Amen.